Not long ago, Zach Hall was finishing his degree in physics. Will Brown had moved to San Antonio and was unemployed. 29-year-old David Riggs was just trying to figure out what he really wanted to do.
I did go to college, originally for criminal justice, but then I did switch to biology, healthcare, but never officially IT.
This exercise is a good opportunity for us to learn how to...
Now all three sit in a computer training lab at the Open Cloud Academy in downtown San Antonio. They're filling screens with long streams of code and learning how to help companies troubleshoot problems with their computer systems.
Can't believe I didn't do this sooner.
When they successfully finish this 9-week program, these students will be certified network operators, among the most sought-after professionals in the country. David Riggs says this is practical training he probably wouldn't have gotten in a traditional 4-year university.
Traditional schooling doesn't exactly get you the certifications that everyone is looking for to say you actually know the systems. Because a lot of times colleges, they do push out people just to try and get them through. Whereas with certifications, it's you either get it and you know the material or you don't get it and you don't know the material.
San Antonio-based Rackspace launched this intensive boot camp 3 years ago when it was facing a crisis. Academy Director Deborah Carter says the cloud computing company couldn't find enough homegrown workers.
Rackspace was in a position where we were relocating individuals from across the United States for entry-level roles. Not only was this costly to our business, but also we saw that the retention of these individuals was quite low, so they would stay with us for about 2 years or less.
Now Rackspace is scooping up a lot of the students it trains. The 9-week boot camps each cost $3,500, which is a bargain compared to some other training programs. But just to make sure the cost doesn't shut out talented techies, the city of San Antonio is pitching in. In the past 2 years, it's contributed $600,000 in scholarship money awarded by a nonprofit. President Obama's Tech Hire program has added another $6 million for training. Then there are some informal partnerships with schools that may be a pipeline for more talent.
So again, if you stop writing for anything more than 5 seconds, it'll delete everything you wrote.
5 seconds?
At Northside ISD's Holmes High School, students at the Business and Career Magnet can earn the same industry certificates as adults at the Open Cloud Academy. Roberto Delgado is a junior who's dreaming big.
I'm learning like all kinds of stuff, like from cybersecurity to how to configure normal things on computers and how to keep people off my computer that are not supposed to be there. Hopefully, once I get out of high school, I can get a job on cybersecurity.
Well, I'm always going to advocate for more education because you do want to have college, but you can go straight into the industry with these certifications.
Instructor Gerald McCaslin works with Rackspace to make sure Holmes High School's programs keep pace with the rapid changes in the industry.
These students are definitely well prepared in order to go into the industry right away and demand good money.
What is good money?
$50,000 is a good starting point.
Right out of high school.
Right out of high school. And it only goes up from there.
The city says in 2014, the average IT salary in San Antonio was almost $79,000. Now, compare that to the average pay for all San Antonio workers, which was $43,000. And you start to realize that being a computer nerd is a pretty sweet deal. And there are some companies just begging you to find your inner geek and apply. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.